1 Chronicles chapter 5. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. Because he was the firstborn. But, because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. And the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. Because Judah prevailed above his brothers, and of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's. The sons, I say, of Reuben the firstborn of Israel were, Hanoch, and Pallu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel. Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reaiah his son, Baal his son. Bera his son, whom Tilgath-Pilneser king of Assyria carried away captive, he was prince of the Reubenites. And his brothers by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned, were the chief, Jael, and Zechariah. And Bela the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who lived in Aroer, even to Nebo and Balmion. And eastward he lived up to the entrance of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war with the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they lived in their tents throughout all the east land of Gilead. And the children of Gad lived opposite them, in the land of Bashan to Salcha, Joel the chief, and Shapham the next, and Jonai, and Shaphat and Bashan. And their brothers of the house of their fathers were, Michael, and Meshullam, and Sheba, and Jorai, and Jachin, and Zia, and Eber, 7. These are the children of Abihail the son of Hari, the son of Jaroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz, Ahi the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, chief of the house of their fathers. And they lived in Gilead and Bashan, and in her towns, and in all the suburbs of Sharon, upon their borders. All these were reckoned by genealogies in the days of Jotham king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, and the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, of valiant men, men able to bear buckler and sword, and to shoot with bow, and skillful in war, were 44,760, who went out to the war. And they made war with the Hagarites, with Jetur, and Nephish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, and all who were with them. Because they cried to God in the battle, and he was called upon by them, because they put their trust in him. And they took away their cattle. Of their camels 50,000, and of sheep 250,000, and of donkeys 2,000, and of men 100,000. Because there fell down many dead, because the war was of God. And they lived in their places until the captivity. And the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land, they increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon and Senir, and to Mount Hermon. And these were the heads of the house of their fathers, even Epher, and Ishi, and Eliel, and Azriel, and Jeremiah, and Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of the house of their fathers. And they sinned against the God of their fathers, and went prostituting themselves after the gods of the people of the land, whom God destroyed before them. And the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser king of Assyria, and he carried them away, even the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, and Habor, and Hara, and to the river Gozan, to this day.